Welcome to Kingdom Faith London podcast. We pray that as you listen to the word of God, you will be built up, encouraged, inspired, that it will speak right into your situation as you listen.
Thank you. Yeah, more and more we want to enter into the presence of the Lord and just allow him to come and minister his life, his truth, who he is. Who knows that if you hear one thing from him, that's going to change your day. Maybe even change your life. Yeah? Amen? So we just want to create more and more room for God to move among us. Wow. Well, it's great to see you all. And we want to just give some space this morning. Many of us have been away this last week encountering Jesus, meeting with him. And I know lots of people have testimonies, things that they want to share, things that they want to say. I'm going to ask Helen, first of all, if she wants to come up. And we're going to just hear some of the things that have been happening in the young people, in the children. I don't know if you want to, yeah, you had a particular idea you wanted to do, didn't you? So, yeah, she's going to get her cards while she gets ready. But, you know, God, we heard one lady who was giving testimony this week, and I loved what she said because she got saved when she was 8 years old. And she said, you know, when she got saved, when she got born again, when Jesus became her Lord and her Savior, she was crying out to him and as an eight-year-old. And she'd come from a long generation of believers. So she had had this model to her from previous generations to seek God, to seek the Lord. So she was seeking God. And she said, as she cried out to the Lord as an eight-year-old little girl, she'll never forget the moment when the Holy Spirit came and filled her and baptized her. And her life was radically changed from that moment. And what she said is she didn't receive a junior Holy Spirit. She didn't receive a junior Holy Spirit. She received the full Holy Spirit. Amen. And that's who we know our children are encountering week in, week out here and in our homes, in wherever we go, places like last week. We want them to encounter the full Holy Spirit. Amen. So are you ready, Helen? Gonna come, Terza? Come on then. Come on. Come. I'll hold her. Come here.
The girls are working on theirs. So I've kind of sprung it on them to kind of think about what God did for them at Faith Camp. And this week, because they were there only a few days, but I was like, obviously God still does things this week as well. I guess the main one for me was Tirsa. And a few years ago, me and Ruth and a few others used to help in Tiny Treasures. So I've kind of seen it from the other side. And then last year she was only one. So she's kind of playing with the toys and not a lot else. This year she was really engaging with the stories and how they were doing. So the first day on the Monday, my mum had took her in. And it was all about Jesus cleans us on the inside. So we can kind of, you know, go to the showers, we can get washed, but Jesus cleans us on the inside. The day that I went, they continued the story and they were explaining that obviously once you've been cleaned, you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. So they got like buckets, containers with water in and sponges. And they were illustrating to the kids that it doesn't change how it looks. A sponge looks exactly the same before it goes in the water as when it goes in the water. But obviously it's full of water and you can squeeze the water out. And sometimes when you pick it up, the water drips and it comes off. And it was just that illustration that once Jesus and the Holy Spirit are inside you, it is different. It looks the same. You're physically the same on the outside, but you spill Jesus over. You spill the Holy Spirit over into your life. And I guess I took Tirsa in and she was really engaging with it and she understood what we were going to pray and she went forward. She's playing with the water and the sponges and the ladies are praying for her. About 6 hours later, 10 hours later, when we go into the main meeting, the worship's on and Mikey and Belle and various other people are at the front, oblivious. They're just worshiping Jesus. I'm praying and some in English, some in tongues. And she often sings along with various different songs in her own little way. But this time it kind of struck me because I was like, this isn't her usual gibberish. she obviously has certain thing that's still baby language and jibber jabber that nobody quite understands. But most of it, she's a chatterbox and you understand what she's saying, and she's chattering about somebody or this or that or something she wants. But I was like, this is really strange sound. I've never heard a sound like this before. And she's talking. I'm like, do you understand what you're saying? What are you saying, sweetheart? And she carried on, but she's like looking straight at me, but not quite. It's not her usual look. She's just like looking almost through you and chattering away. And then I'm looking at my mum, who's next to me, going, is it really? Is it? And she's like, I think it is. And I was like, it is tongues, isn't it? I was like, I know we prayed for it in the morning, but I didn't quite expect it to kind of outwork in this kind of fashion. And I guess I suddenly realized it doesn't matter how young or how old, it's the same spirit. And sometimes we don't realize what they can grasp hold of. And she can't articulate everything, and she can't probably explain half the things that she's experiencing or seeing or doing. And I guess the challenge for us is how to teach them to understand the things of the spirit. And maybe they're purer in it than us, because we don't have everyday life that bogs us down. And maybe they see more in the spirit. Like, we just see the physical. Maybe they see it, and maybe we have things to learn from them. Yeah. Girls, was there anything that you wanted to share? I know I said, gave you a challenge, didn't I, when it, before you went, about how different people worship and how different people pray. Were there any that you could see? So some of them were kneeling. Did you see any kind of crazy ones? There's always a crazy in there.
We're going to play for you as well. Let's just start.
Did you girls try any? Did you try a different way of praying or worshipping? Go on. Go on. Just talk normally.
When we had to go and start praying and worship God, we had to kneel down.
And how did you feel? Did you sense God there? Was it different to church? No, so it's the same. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. What about you? Did you sense anything in? What was different about faith camp? Or was it just bigger than church? Was it nice to have people your own age? No, it's fine. What was the nicest thing about faith camp? What did you enjoy the most? You like the camping? Hey, this is good. You have to encourage the adults, because some of them don't like it. Between the airbeds and tents, and sometimes leaky tents, and floating airbeds, that's on the good years.
Let's pray for our young people.
This is about Julia. Yesterday, she got a bit cross with me because I bumped into her without seeing her, and she fell. And sometimes she can get really, you know, upset with that. And I said, Julia, we had such a good day, you know, why are you so angry with mommy? And she, you know, for some time, it's just like a happy cry, okay? After some time, she came and she said, you know, I'm sorry, everything was fine. But, you know, she kept on with odd behavior, and I said, what's going on? She said, I'm angry. And I said, Baba, you just came and you apologized and everything is fine. She said, and I thought that was so amazing. I thought, you know, she understood the difference. You know, she came and she did what she could do, but in her heart, she was still very angry. So I said, well, there's only one person that can deal with that. You did what you had to do. Shall we go and talk to Jesus? I said. So I prayed with her, and for me, it was like, you know, even with her, you know, sometimes it's difficult to understand everything that she thinks and everything that goes inside, but you know, I just see the Holy Spirit working in her and in her life, and she gets this understanding and this revelation of how things work. So she said, my heart is still angry. What do we do? They said, it's here. So I think it's just...
Amen. God is at work. Okay, let's stretch out our hands towards our children, and we include Julia in this as well. Okay. Lord, we feel so privileged and so honored that you have entrusted these precious ones to us. And Lord, thank you for every expression of your love toward them. Things that they can't even talk about, Lord, that they've encountered, that they've seen, that they've heard, that they've felt, that they've experienced in your presence. And Lord, we thank you that they are set apart for you, that you love them, that you have an amazing plan. You have an amazing future for each one. And Lord, we speak your protection over them. Lord, that no harm will come to them all the days of their lives, that all the days of their lives they'll walk with you, that they will grow in the grace and the knowledge of Jesus every day. And thank you, Holy Spirit, for just that sense of being marked and set apart for each one of them. And lots of joy in the presence of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
There you go. I'll give you prayers about.
Brilliant. Okay, Claire, would you like to share about Resolute?
Yeah, I'd love to. Okay, so I was serving for the week. This is the reason I have to half sing and half just not sing, because my voice is going. But so I was serving with the 11 to 13 year olds. So Sophia was there for a couple of days, so she knows all about it. So it was called Resolute, which means, you know, steadfast, never shaking, like tenacious, all these words. And it's called that for a reason, because that's the vision that the leaders have for the young people. So 11 to 13 is a very interesting age group. As a team, before the week started, we had a sense that it was going to be a week with chains being cut off and broken over these young lives, and so the chains would go, and then they'd be kind of clothed in the light of God by the end of the week, and then that would be deeply rooted, and they'd be able to take that forwards in their lives as well. So that's what we had a vision for, and it doesn't always look how you expect it to look. So I'm just trying to kind of, you know, it's really hard to explain everything that God did over the week, because it was so profound and life-changing, and I can't go into too many details. But what I will say is that not every young person who comes to Faith Camp comes ready to sit nicely and pay attention and be like, oh, Jesus, speak to me, I'm so ready to hear you, and oh, I love you so much, and yes, let's all worship. That's kind of a minority, really. There are some who come in that state, and then they're built up, and they get built up in more and more depth with Jesus. But there's also some who come angry, or who come disruptive, or who don't want to be there, or who think, no, you know, this isn't for me. And we saw our vision fulfilled in different ways amongst the young people. We saw chains being broken, and God did that through love and acceptance where they were at, and he did that through us as leaders. So even if the young people came in and, you know, were shouting throughout the meeting or trying to be disruptive or playing, as leaders, we accepted them, we loved them, we encouraged them, we set a few boundaries maybe, but we weren't, you know, we weren't expecting them to sit tight and listen. And we persisted in that as well. So even though some young people were kind of, you know, maybe attitude of like, oh, this is really sad, or, you know, yeah, there's games at the front, and, you know, our leaders are up there getting splattered with eggs, and oh, this is so boring. But we just kept enthusiastic and kept positive and kept encouraging and kept pointing to Jesus, basically, with our actions. And through accepting and loving them where they were at, God did such amazing things in their lives. And they were, and then we had, oh, it's just, I don't know how to start, really. Just amazing freedoms from such dark things that some of these young people were under. And by the end of the week, we had children giving their lives to Jesus. We had hearing words from God, worshipping in freedom. When you, at the start of the week, in the natural, you'd look and you think, that child is going to be a troublemaker. And by the end, they will be a troublemaker, but they'll be a troublemaker for Jesus. So it's like that transformation. And I've got so many examples I'd love to be able to share. I'm aware that I don't want to give too many details, but come and see me afterwards if you want to hear some testimonies of life-changing experiences in the children's lives. But the key for me reflecting on it was accepting and loving the young people where they are at. No judgment, no sense of, oh, you know, sit down and listen to what God's saying to you. We just loved them, and through that love there was real breaking of chains, real breaking of chains. And it was also really fun. Like, that sounds really serious. Is all that is through fun stuff. Like, Sophia, thank you so much, on the first day nominated me to go and play egg Russian roulette, where there was a pack of eggs and five of them were hard-boiled and one of them was not boiled. And there were two of us, and we had to sit with like this big long tube, and they dropped the egg down the tube, and then it would be, would you get the one that breaks? And thank the Lord I didn't, although it was quite tough when they fell your head from a height. But yeah, so it was also really, really fun, and like the worship was amazing. I really just loved it. So that's my testimony. Yeah.
Thank you. Before I just open up the floor for anyone to just come and share, I'm just going to ask Amy, which she's going to kill me for this afterwards. But anyway, come on, Amy. I actually haven't heard what happened down at the Move, but I heard there was a smashing evening and I want to hear about it.
Yes, I was at the Move, which is the 14 to 18 year old category. So that's obviously the teenagers that are just this is the point in their life where they're saying, do I want my own faith rather than the faith that my parents have thrust upon me, kind of thing. So they're asking a lot of questions. So the week was actually really catered to that. So we had a lot of sessions on apologetics, and we had a whole session on why do we suffer. And it was just incredible, like just the way that those, like the speakers answered those questions, and just the kids just had real clarity from that, which was just really, really cool. And then the worship during the week was just great. It was just like they just came to God so much, and the Holy Spirit just really encountered everyone. I was singing in the worship team, so that for me was just the key highlight of the week. But the main night was when Karen Wheaton came and spoke to us. It was incredible. I think it's probably the most amazing God experience that I've ever seen, just how, like, the young kids were just, they were just free. It was just a night of freedom. And so she was just speaking about, it was about the decisions we make and not compromising them. So she had, for example, about Esau, he sacrificed his whole calling, his inheritance, to be, like, instead of Jacob. He sacrificed that just for a bowl of stew. And so she was just giving all of these things about Samson sacrificing his hair for a night with Delilah and things like that. And then she came to this one where she bought a chair, and then she got out this old laptop. She said, okay, so this chair is you. Are you gonna choose a little sacrifice, a little compromise? Are you gonna compromise on one thing, or are you gonna step into God's promise for your lives? And then so she, to like kind of bring this point home, she was like, okay, so this, it represents pornography, it represents the things that you're addicted to, it represents the things that you're gonna, like the boys or the girls that you're gonna go for. She got out a hammer and she smashed it three times, and then she had the crazy idea to invite all the kids up who wanted to be free of all of these addictions, and or like just be free of something, like what Claire was saying about breaking chains. It was just about that. So I think probably about 40 or 50 kids came up and did it. It took about an hour of just smashing this laptop. I've got a picture, if you want to see it, of the laptop at the end of the night, and the stage as well, which was quite damaged. but yeah, it was that night. It was crazy. It was just so cool, and just the freedom and the ease of it afterwards as well. Like on the Friday morning, just the kids, they just, it was so amazing just to see like the troublemakers, just how they started the week chatting at the back, and then at the end of the week they were at the front having the best time. Like the Friday night was a bit of a party, and they were the ones that were at the front. They were leading it. So yeah, it was really cool. Really cool.
Great. Praise God. You know, those moments will set the course of their life. for those young kids. Oh boy, powerful, powerful stuff. Okay, the floor is open for anyone that would like to come and give some testimonies. And it doesn't have to be about what happened last week at camp, if you've got another testimony or another story that you want to come and share. But this morning is just about giving thanks to God for what he's done in our lives. So who's going to go first? Tom. Well done, Tom.
Okay. So I was only at camp for 2 days, only for the weekend because I had to come back to work. But the one thing I got from it is that when Heather and Jonathan took over the church, we made a move from a Friday to a Sunday. And there was a lot of work with the foundation of the church, a lot of work with where we went, a lot of prayer. Myself, Claire, Charlotte and Ruth for a long time were just praying every Tuesday for the foundation of the church. And to get in the first faith camp, where since Jonathan Helena took over the church, we were quite small numbers, and it was a really lovely time as a church. But to walk onto the unit and see friends and family, and to see all these different people that have joined the church over that past year, was incredible. And it was so amazing that God's done in the past year, and that we've gone from a really small group to having families join the church. And having more people join the church and things like that. So it was really endearing. It was amazing. And, you know, God's going to do incredible things.
I'm just trying to think what to say because there's so much. If anyone wants to speak while you're waiting for me to think, then please do.
Still thinking.
The last message of the camp took me a bit by surprise, and if I'm really honest, I was like, okay, that's a good message, but I was like a little bit kind of, that's a good message. Okay, fine, but it didn't really kind of hit me. After the next morning, I spent some time with the Lord and was really impacted by how God reinforced his word of the last message. And basically, the message really is that, is it okay if I just speak the message? Not the whole thing. God's initial intention was to dwell with man and to be one with man and to be in union with man. And so he made the garden, he made man, put man in the garden, and walked with man in the cool of the day. And that was God's desire, that was God's heart, that was God's intention, that's what he wanted right at the beginning. And then we know the story of time. Jesus comes back, you know, man falls and separates that union. There's then a separation, man leaves the garden because holy and unholy can't dwell together. And we know that God's ultimate plan, Jesus comes back to bridge that gap so that he makes us holy. So that we and God can dwell again together. And it was just a profound reminder of actually God wants to dwell with me. And God wants to walk with me in the cool of the day. Yes, he wants, yes, we serve and we get up in the morning and we have our quiet time and we do and we do and we do. But actually, right before the beginning of time, the reason for creation was because he wants man. He wants us. He wants to dwell. He doesn't just want a bunch of obedient servants. The reason he made man in the first place, the reason he made you in the first place and me in the first place, was because he wants intimacy with me. On a spiritual level, he wants the intimacy with me as a man with his wife. He wants that level of intimacy, and that was the original plan. That's why Jesus went through what he went through, because it's still his biggest heart's desire. And God just hit me with that message. That's it. Raquel's next.
I'm not a very good speaker. But this last season I've been, these last few months, I've been not feeling very well in my relationship with God. It wasn't very my faith was like shaking, and it was like Karen was saying, like up and down and everything. And this week has been amazing, honestly. I could feel the presence of God like no other time I've ever feel it. Like, he's so good, and sometimes I felt like he wasn't there, and like I told you once, like I wasn't feeling him, and but he's been always there, and I've been having lots of, like, I didn't want to, I don't know how to say, like, I feel like I didn't want to be here in London anymore, and I wanted to come back home because of my faith, and and this week has been like, I'm never going to let you go, and like, it's been very good, and my faith is like encouraged again, and I'm very like, I can feel he's inside, and I don't know, sorry. I'm sorry.
That says it all. The presence of the Lord in your life more than ever before.
Yeah, so I was on the worship team this week, and I think personally, I think that, the awe of God was a strong theme this week, and I think Andy Elms was talking, his message was on the awe of God and just restoring the awe of God to the church. And God, I feel like that's been for me the biggest theme this week. And just Andy was talking about familiarity and how we just become so familiar with Him. We you know, just doing church week in, week out, singing the same songs, and it so quickly and so often we can just lose the heart, lose the meaning behind what we're doing and why we're doing it. And I feel like for me personally, there was one particular encounter, I think it was Wednesday night this week, where I was on stage with my guitar singing. It was a spontaneous worship time, and it was just, there was a moment where it was like, it felt like God the Father just walked into the room.